As we count down the days to the local government elections, we have another quick mini debate this afternoon with ward councillor candidates. We focus on Lodium area in Tshwane. Welcome on the line, the ANC's ward candidate, Naeem Patel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you this afternoon?
Well, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. Then we have the DA Sylvester Pokoje. Sylvester, good afternoon. How are you?
Wa assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you this afternoon, Sylvester?
Well, makir shukran, shukrullah. I'm just fine. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, so we're going to start by giving you both each 90 seconds to introduce yourself. And then after that, every question will be allocated 60 seconds for your response. So let us begin with you, Naeem. What will you as a ward councillor bring to the people of Lodium should you be elected on Monday to represent your community?
Shukran for the question. I think I am from this ward. I am from this community ward for 61. So I think when it comes to the issues that in this ward, I know we have identified them, and my what I bring to me to this ward is basically to address the issues that affect this ward, taking my experience into account as well as my academic qualification. So if I must say that the first thing we want to do basically is to address the issue of infrastructure maintenance and development. And I think with my experience being the previous being an advisor to two previous councillors, Asmita Thakur and Maniven Sita, and having worked in this ward. I mean, I'm here all my life, 48 years here, worked with the community organizations. So I think from my side, to sort out the issues which affect our community come the 2nd of November.
Okay, shukran for that. Jazakumullah khair. Now, Sylvester, if you have to be selected in your particular ward that you're standing for, what is it that you have to offer?
I say thank you very much for the question. But definitely that is true. I am from the Democratic Alliance. That is the only party that can save our falling towns and cities and turn them into around to be the one that is sustainable. Definitely, as my colleague has just mentioned, that the infrastructure, it is a dilapidated infrastructure. We need to look into, you know, sustaining, like replacing all the infrastructure when coming to issue of, let's say, the drainage system, the storage system. Yes, it is an old system. The other one that it is of heart to us, it is the reservoir that was built years ago. Then it needs to be revamped. It needs to be extended so that it can accommodate and give the people of Lodium clean water. Looking at the dumping and whatsoever, as you know that in Islam we believe in the cleanliness that is next to godliness. The Lodium as it is now, it is in a appalling state. Look at the dumping, illegal dumping that is making Lodium filthy. We need to get looking into that. How are we going to be doing that? We are going to be adopting a system whereby individuals, or that is the community itself, will be having ownership of the those spots by the program that we have implemented of adopt a spot kind of an arrangement.
Okay, let's leave it at that, Sylvester. Naeem, the next question, you have 60 seconds to respond to this question. The ruling party was revered as a liberation movement. It has lost its respect because of the moral decay in form of corruption. Most people I speak to, they're feeling disappointed and apathetic towards voting. I'd like you to convince them that that shouldn't be the case, and that they should. What is the reason why you'd like to give them that they should be still having confidence in the ANC?
I think the first thing is basically the renewal campaign of President Cyril Ramaphosa, and I, for one, have joined the renewal campaign to renew the ANC and to bring back the ANC that we all know of. And I believe that if you take the city of Tshwane, in the last 5 years, basically the city has become bankrupt. all my previous speaker from the GA said, he was in power for 5 years and they still have the same problems. And he's saying now on the 2nd of November, he's going to address the problems which he hasn't addressed in the last 5 years. But from my side, why I say the ANC, we as the Muslim community, if you're talking of this from the Muslim community side, is the GA, we're well aware of their stance with regards to religious freedom in our communities. We sit in the ward 61 currently, and we have many buildings which here are illegal, which many of our the shopping center has been extended. We have shops throughout.
Okay, let's leave it to that name. Sylvester, the question to you is that there are Muslims who are skeptical of the DA. And this is because of the Valhalla Mosque issue, which was in Pretoria. Well, the DA doesn't have any policy such as blocking masjids or anything, gazetted or anything in their policy. But what we find is that they act in, they've claimed to act in what their constituent want. And in the process, they have, stunted the building of masjid. Now, they will say that, it's not what we want, but what was the community wanted. Be that as it may, there is the skepticism about the DA being an anti-Muslim party. How can you convince the Muslim voter that the DA is not an anti-Muslim party?
Definitely. I, for one, am a Muslim and also a DA member. DA is the party that believes in the rule of law, that is governed by the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa. You can come and look at the Schedule 2 of the Chapter 2 of the Constitution, whereby is this with the basic human rights, whereby freedom of association, freedom of religion is enshrined in the Constitution. We cannot by forsake prefer the other religion over the other. Islam is going to be treated equally. It is even now treated equally as in other religious beliefs or religious denomination.
Okay, thank you for that response. Naeem, if you have the opportunity to ask Sylvester a question, what is it that you'd like to ask Sylvester in terms of anything that comes to your mind?
Yeah, I think the one thing I might ask the DA is this is the second election in the row where the DA has selected a candidate that stays 25 kilometers outside of our ward. He stays in an area called Highveld, which is 25 kilometers. If anything happens in our ward, 2 o'clock in the morning, it takes him half an hour to 45 minutes just to get there. Why can they never find, or is it an indictment in our community, that there isn't a suitable DA member in our community that can stand for the DA or is willing to stand for the DA in our community? This is a person who was asked a question last week. You're working 2 years in this ward. Do you know any organization? Or what have you, do you know anybody on this panel that was interviewing him? And he says, 2 years here, I don't know any of the organizations or any of the people here. So 2 years into our ward, and the person that's standing, the current person who I'm having this conversation or debate with, is not even standing for this ward. It's somebody totally different. So why is there no one is selected from our ward to represent the DA? They must always go 25, 30. The last time it was 45 kilometers to look for a candidate.
Okay, your question is, have been come across now. So, Sylvester, what's your response to that?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. You need to be careful of being territorial. You must just look at a person of capacity, person of reverent skills, a person who is capable of definitely being able to can deliver. Where a person stays, it is most appropriate, yes, relevant, but this does not exclude exclude any other person with capability that will be able to can execute the duties that affect that particular community. But if you will be looking or entertaining that due to the fact that I'm in this area that I am entitled to, then this whereby we're going to be having a little bit of a challenge. We need to can just look at any person, any moment. Remember, I've mentioned the Constitution earlier on, that there is also a freedom of movement within the Constitution that is enshrined in there, and that the people cannot just be limited to be working in a certain area.
Okay, Sylvester, leave it at that. Now, you have an opportunity to ask Naeem, the ANC candidate, a question. What is it that you'd like to ask him?
The question is so simple. For all these other years, there's been corruption, and about the ruling party. Come with the now the Zondo Commission. It is so appalling to can just be exonerating any other leadership from the ruling party to cannot be attached or being implicated in corruption activities. What is it that really can now change all of a sudden by the 1st of November to change the people in not doing corrupt activities?
Okay, that's your question. Naeem, did you get the question?
Yes, I think to answer the question, the first thing, the person is asking the question on the wrong platform. We're discussing municipal issues, is bringing up a national question. But anyway, I shall answer the question. Firstly, is the Zondo Commission itself was instituted by who? By the President of the Republic of South Africa. Where else in the world will you find a government that is willing to clean up corruption to such an extent that it's willing to bring a commission against its own government, against its own members, against its own ministers? So this is how serious the ANC is. No one is saying that on the 2nd of November, the Zondo Commission is going to all of a sudden change South Africa. But that is the first step in the direction to change the corruption and the irregularities in the organization. So I think... That's my answer. But to ask a question of national level on a municipal platform doesn't even make sense to me.
Okay, Sylvester, now, as we move towards conclusion, we want you to, in 60 seconds, tell the listeners why they should be voting for the DA candidate in whatever ward they are in. What is it that they can look forward to if the DA comes in their wards?
Yeah, the DA is the only one party with a proud track record in government. This is backed up by every independent report and ranking that says this is the party that gets things done. There is whereby the DA governs exceptionally well, whereby the DA has got a full mandate, that is the 50 plus one majority, is able to can execute the mandate that's been given to it to can just get things done to the betterment of the life of the citizens of its respective municipalities. Thank you.
Okay, Naeem, your concluding comments.
Yeah, I think if I can conclude the question, for this debate, is that look, our councillor that has been here currently, Councillor Farouk Esop, has been here for 15 years. Even the DA councillor candidate Dumasani Twala and Action SA's candidates. All candidates from all political parties on a daily basis, even today, praising. They praise him for the sterling work he has done. And which party he belongs to? He belongs to the ANC. I'm from the same party. I'm under his mentorship, and I'm with the same values and the same accessibility that Farouk Esop has stood for. So we will continue, or I will continue after 2nd November with Farouk as part of a team and other members to make sure that Lodium continues on growing and restoring Lodium to back to what it was in its former glory days.
Okay. Shukran. Jazakumullah khair to both of you. We appreciate your time and we wish you all the best.